girl was with her brother and sister-in-law. She was a tiny little girl, and they were riding in the she looked at, what a beautiful funky horse. They never did know, just
whatever.
What is it that you can make with meat from a hog's head?
A hog's head cheese. Don't ask me about that. And souse.
That's the same thing?
Uh-huh. All of that's the same. But I don't know anything about how to make it, or I just know of it.
Have you ever heard of making any dish by cooking and grinding up the hard liver?
No. No. Now what?
Is that what some people would call liverwurst? Would that be something else?
Do you know? I'm familiar with liverwurst, but I really didn't know how it was made.
Well, this is a little bit out left field. But have you ever heard of anybody making any dish using hog's blood?
No.
No. Well, what about maybe something that's made with the juice from the head cheese together with some cornmeal and hog meat? Cook it that way.
Mush.
Make fries?
Mush.
Is that kind of a soupy?
Yeah, but now, the mush that we had when we were kids, I think my mother used a Milton base rather than something from a hog. You know, the broth is what I'm trying to use. No, I'm not sure about that.
Well, have you ever heard mush called anything else?
No.
Ever heard it called kush around here?
Yes, kush.
Who would be likely to say that?
My grandmother used that word. I haven't heard it in years. But now, how they made it, I don't remember.
Well, what I was asking about a minute ago was the juice from the head cheese and hard meat and the cornmeal. Have you ever heard of anything called scrapple?
No.
Never heard of that.
Well, going back to this kush, I would think that would come nearer being what we call the mush.
Right.
But still, I believe it was used with a milk base.
Maybe water? Boiled in water?
Maybe, but more likely milk.
More likely milk. Okay. Well, what about this thick, sour milk that sometimes...
Clabber.
What can you make out of that?
I don't know. We used to eat it.
Right.
Put it in the well, and it'd be real cold, and it was delightful. I don't know of anything that my mother ever used to cook with. She just saved it for we kids to eat, and she'd always fix us a piece of cornbread, and we'd have that in the clabber sometime for an evening meal or something else, but that was part of it.
Do you suppose you could make cottage cheese from it?
You know, I have often wondered about that. That may be how cottage cheese is made, because it's a lot, as I remember clabber, you could pick it up with a spoon and it would stay together, you know, as a spoon, slice it off, you know.
Right.
And I just wonder if you ran that through some sort of a strainer, then break it down, wouldn't that be your cottage cheese?
That's what I've heard. I've never seen it done.
I've never seen it done either, but I'm just in my imagination.
Well, talking about things to eat, this you might have for dessert. Say if you sliced up some fruit, either apples or peaches, and baked it in a deep dish with a thick crust on top. What would you call it?
Cobbler. Making me hungry. Peach cobbler or an apple cobbler or berry cobbler.
Is there a difference between a cobbler and a pie dish?